listener production.
Wall Street extends gains into record territory after the Fed signals more rate cuts are coming.
And Aussie shares are poised to slip on Friday despite another push higher in New York.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Ryan.
It's Friday the 22nd of March. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Ryan, there's nothing like the prospect of rate cuts to energise investors. And I suppose what we have seen in the last two sessions in particular highlights the Fed and its belief that it will be in a position to cut interest rates three times in the remainder of this year. We've seen US stocks push on to new record levels. Dow at the moment is up by 0.75%. The S&P 500 is up 0.4%. The NASDAQ up by 0.33%. And of course, the important technical benchmark that we've been looking at carefully lately, the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index, up by as much as 4% at its highs. It's pulled back a little bit since, up by 2.3%.
So we've seen the relentless rally continue, Tom. Investors are hoping that the US Federal Reserve can engineer a soft landing for the US economy. That would bolster the outlook for corporate earnings in particular. And also at the same time, we've seen the latest round of housing, manufacturing and labour market data pointing to a resilient US economy despite all those rate cuts we've seen over the course of the last couple of years.
The conversation in recent times, years almost, has been about a soft landing. It seems like there's no landing at all. Right. It's like this trajectory is one where the momentum looks likely to be maintained if this narrative pans out. It's something of a miracle.
It is. And we did see jobless claims fall 2,000 to 210,000 last week. So once again, that signals that the US labor market is incredibly strong. Also, at the same time, we've seen existing home sales jump 9.5%. In the month of February.
But you've got your slide rule out over those services numbers, which softened a little bit. How much truck do you put in those numbers?
Still expanding above the 50 level. So we saw services ease from 52.3 to 51.7 in March. So we did see some of those prices in the services sector lift.
If you look punchy.
Yes, they were punchy. We saw the measured prices paid for inputs increase to a six-month high, and output prices rose to the highest reading since April 2023. So prices are continuing to increase in the services sector, which is a bit of a concern for the US Federal Reserve, but manufacturing climbed to a 21-month high, which is encouraging.
Obviously, we pay acute attention to what's going on in the service sector. It's the largest part of the US economy, roughly around two-thirds of the economy. But Ryan, you know, for people who listen to us in the morning who might be a bit new to things, it's all about picking things out of the bigger context. Recently, we heard from Jerome Powell at his congressional testimonies where he spoke about the Fed having more confidence when it comes to inflation management. That wasn't necessarily reflected as much in yesterday's conversation, I don't think.
No, it wasn't. But really, the markets are just fixated on rate cuts at the moment. But the other driver last night of the US share markets, of course, were the continuation of strong results for chip makers. So,
what about Micron Technology?
Yes, it jumped 16% on strong earnings and headed for its best day since December 2011. And we did see the semiconductor sector up with NVIDIA adding around 2%. And we also saw Intel up 1% with Taiwan Semiconductor lifting 2.5% and the Van Eyck Semiconductor ETF surging 3%.
That's right. So all of those outcomes tied to what goes on in the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index. Micron Technology significantly blew past expectations. It is predicting that it'll have sales in the order of $6.4 to $6.8 billion in the third quarter. Analysts had penned in something in the order of $5.9 billion. So this is a very significant upgrading of expectations.
It was, and we did see Broadcom gain 6.2% as broker TD Cowen upgraded its rating to outperform. So good news all round for tech and chip stocks last night, and that was the reason why the NASDAQ was up.
Something that is conspicuous to me, at least, is the very steady movement where interest rate markets are concerned. So you've got a 10-year bond, not vastly changed, at 4.26 in yield terms, and a two-year note just up slightly to 4.63%. So the energy of the equity market is very conspicuous when you put it up against what's going on in the more sober interest rate landscape.
Much calmer in interest rate land at the moment. There's a bit of a cautious wait-and-see approach going on. And of course, the US bond market was impacted around what happened in Europe last night.
Indeed, and that is a very important outcome because the Swiss National Bank, who is notorious for almost nothing apart from perhaps having fondue for lunch when they're deliberating on interest rates, they have stolen everyone's thunder and they're the first central bank in the world to cut rates.
Yes, indeed. So we did see the Swiss National Bank surprise markets with a 25 basis point rate cut, acting months before global peers, and they reduced their benchmark to 1.5%. The franc tumbled on the back of that. We also saw the main Swiss market index close up 0.7%, not an index we talk about too frequently, Tom. The easing of monetary policy has been made possible because the fight against inflation over the past 2.5 years has been effective, policymakers led by President Thomas Jordan said in a statement.
Indeed. And there was another significant event in terms of the Bank of England, leaving rates on hold, but the number of dissenting voices in relation to that move has narrowed. So, Ryan, again, you're a casual observer, but what you are seeing is a turning point, it seems like, when in the conversation to interest rates is concerned.
Well, we are seeing some convergence here now. So what we are expecting to see, of course, at least what markets are expecting to see, is 3/4 point rate reductions this year from the Fed, European Central Bank and the Bank of England, with odds favouring the first cut by June for all three. The first time since September 2021 that none of the Monetary Policy Committee members had voted for a rate hike, and we've seen inflation fall from a peak of over 11% in 2022 in the UK to 3.4% in the 12 months to February. And we heard from Governor Andrew Bailey from the Bank of England, and he said there's been further encouraging signs that inflation is coming down. We saw the UK FTSE 100 index leap almost 2% on the back of that.
That's right. And that was the outlier in terms of European equity performance. The French market was up by 0.25%. The German market was up by a little less than 1%, as was the Stock 600 index. So let's just have a look at what's going on in the local picture, Ryan.
It's a little bit baffling, Tom. So we've got SPY futures currently down by 10 points or 0.1%, despite the lift in European and
left
US
on the
markets.
Platform.
Left on the platform. Tumbleweeds today in the Aussie market too, because all we've got to digest here is the Reserve Bank's financial stability review. But of course, commodities is where the market will be keenly focused. We've seen the US oil NYMEX price down by just 0.2% to $81.07 a barrel. There was a continuing focus last night on US gasoline, and we have seen the gasoline product supply, a proxy for product demand, slipped below 9 million barrels last week. And of course, there's talk about a United Nations draft resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza, which could obviously improve the supply situation for crude.
And just quickly, I mean, I was a bit unkind about the audience that might be receptive to the financial stability review report from the Reserve Bank, but that is actually a good document to understand where the fault lines are in terms of the economy and the financial landscape. There's generally a good discussion about what's going on where the property market is concerned.
Big focus on the property market, particularly around home lending and property prices and the like. So look out for that. And the other thing to note today is iron ore futures are up 0.6% to $110.94 a tonne. Gold, we saw spot gold yesterday hit a record high of $2,222 an ounce.
The Aussie dollar, wow, it has been quite a choppy ride for the local currency in the wake of yesterday's super strong employment figures, which were triple what the market had anticipated in terms of jobs growth. But there is disquiet in terms of trying to establish whether or not this is an aberration or something that's got legs. It's traded as high as 66.4 US cents. It's pulled back since it's trading at around 65.7 US cents as the focus really shifts to the greenback at the moment. Have a great weekend.
You too, Tom.
Talk to you on Monday. This podcast is prepared, approved and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting and, if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.